David, you often talk about finding frequency, which I love. How does someone who feels off course, or I like to say off kilter, recalibrate to align with their true potential? Because that's what Exquisitely Aligned is all about. And we know you've done that in a big way.
Well, first, the denominator that's completely aligned with your mission, which is I find people, we need to find our frequency, find our desire, we be what we can be.
Yeah.
And if we must be what we can be, then we have a capability of enjoying what we don't like or don't love. We have the ability to enjoy what other people don't like or don't love, and we have the ability to do it against human nature, which means we're going to do it consistently, persistently, without quit, in the pursuit of what we desire to be, what we must be. And in order to actually add in a realistic way, I use time, because time, the 24 hours that we're gifted by God, is the only certainty that exists outside of us. So as an example, if you and I said, we're going to do this interview at 10 a.m. perfect, then we both, if we're on time, would be here at the same time. If I told you, hey, I will do the interview when I'm hungry, there'd be a lot of uncertainty on when we actually were going to have this interview.
Right.
And so I use time to divide the activities in the enjoyment of the consistent, persistent pursuit of my potential, where I want to be or better, my divine direction, by separating time with activities that are either non-negotiable, right, meaning irrelevant of circumstances of today, the weather, the interest rates, the Palisades fires, unfortunately, that we're right, suffering out here, regardless of the circumstances, I'm going to spend a minimum of 7 hours a day sleeping. I'm going to spend a minimum of an hour a day with my family. I'm going to spend a minimum of time with faith on my finance, no matter what the circumstances are. Then I have, you know, this 4 hour approximately of variant behavior, which are negotiable. They're necessary to prioritize within the context of my mind direction. And so by utilizing each day in my desire that I must be what I can be, and understanding how circumstances of the day impact the aggregate acceleration and compounding of my outcomes, because 90% of my success will come from that persistent commitment, desire right, that I must be what I can be. 90% comes from the non-negotiables, and then 10% that comes from variant behavior is important, because without the variant behavior that's circumstantial, we wouldn't be able to be consistent, because human nature hates consistency. It hates repetitiveness. And so I didn't have the majority of the time in variant behavior that is circumstantial. Now, to overcome or to achieve even more in that desire, I learned to prioritize, just the antidote to procrastination and feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But beyond that, if I didn't even prioritize my variant behavior, just doing the non-negotiables with the desire that I must be what I can be will help me be what I can be.
Yeah, I love that. And on so many levels, I wrote myself notes, and I know we only have a short time together, but so I'm not going to recap, but I agree with you. For me, I work with high achievers just like you. And for me, the big thing is time, money, and energy. And when we align that with our desires, I mean, doors open, our health, you know, our marriage, our relationships with our children and neighbors, friends, et cetera, just everything aligns. And so I love what you said. So next question, what role does gratitude play in your journey? Because I know you are super grateful and a great leader in that. And how can it be a practical tool for those who feel stuck, or let's use the word unfulfilled, despite their successes? Because I think that leaves us feeling a little alone and misunderstood.
Well, when we realize that the limitation we have of our past, and that everything in our present is relative, or the meaning of the past is relative to our present,
yeah,
we realize that gratitude is a skill set. Mm-hmm. And it's a skill set in the fact that it allows us to change the meaning of the past and align it with our divine direction of where we want to be or better, according to, as I previously mentioned, those circumstances of each day. And so for me, gratitude is everything because my perspective is everything. And gratitude is that which controls my perspective. It allows me to not only find wisdom from the mistakes, failures, setbacks, defining moments, the historical relevances some people use to get in their way or to limit themselves. But gratitude allows me to find the light, the love, and the lessons. In other words, it allows me to find the wisdom, the lessons, but it also, to me, allowed me to illustrate and think, what does that mean? So evidence of outcomes today, we need faith because a lot of times there's no evidence that I'm going to be where I want to be. None at all. And so I need this desire and the meaning of my past and faith to get me there. But where it really helps out is, and I'm blessed to have this experience in my life where in 2008, I lost over $100 million. I was running the most global agency in the world. And I was supposed to be someone that was helping my celebrities and athletes hold on to their money.
Right.
There's a lot going on in my life as far as there was not just no evidence, there was contrary evidence that I was going to get to where I wanted to be better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only way to get over that is to have faith that there's something bigger than me, protecting me, promoting me, loving me, affecting me, which is integrating gratitude. Because if you don't have the ability to see the light, the love, and the lessons, and to change the meaning of losing everything, including your mom's house,
then
you're lost. So whether you feel stuck or fulfilled or passionate or purposeful, remember the great power of being human in a human experience is that we give meaning to everything we see. And to me, it's gratitude, forgiveness, the 1-2 punch to find the light, the love, and the lessons, forgive ourselves so we can forgive others and live in our best self to pursue our best self.
And I, for me, I'm a visual person. Like as you're speaking, I think when we think about gratitude, for me, it's like losing weight, you know, like when I get my hair trimmed, it's like, oh, I lost 3 pounds, you know, and Scott and I laugh, but it's like luggage, baggage. It collects dust. It's like clutter. And so I mean, we could speak for days, but next question, many high achievers, I know we both work with them, struggle with balancing ambition and fulfillment. I know I had that problem myself. I left behind a really good guy in New York to chase my dream of a job and in the fashion industry and found out that I was miserable there. What's your advice for living a life of both significance and success?
Great question. It's harmony. So it's not balance. So within this context of knowing your non-negotiables as well as your negotiables, knowing what's important to you, I've actually developed 5-day practices because it is practices put us progress in alignment with the divine direction we want to be in. Mm-hmm. And so what I do is I say, number one, what is it that I want today? According to the circumstances of today, personally, experientially, giving and receiving wise, meaning do I have to give the path to assist me in the alignment of this divine direction? Each day, what is it I want? Two, who can help and who can help me get what I want? And that's the fastest way to get to what I want is to find someone that's already there and to help someone get what they want. Three, know your how. We talked about already using the negotiables and non-negotiables of how am I using the 24 hours that I'm guaranteed, the certainty every day, except for the last day of my life. I'll be cheated seconds, minutes, and hours. I know that, but that's how I live in perspective of gratitudeness. That I'm guaranteed. And then step four, know my now and know my next. Alleviating a feeling of overwhelmed, alleviating procrastination, because if you know what to do now, know what to do next, 100% of the things you do now get done with the things you do next. And now the real kicker is the fifth step, which is stop searching for it. Stop searching for the meaning of life. Stop searching for your why. You don't want to know the meaning of life. What you want to do is give meaning to your life and feel alive. And feel alive. That's where fulfillment, passion, purpose, and profitability come from. So I teach people to identify their reaction to fear, shorten the distance of resistance, wisdom, faith, And by identifying the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, and guilty, instead of searching for who I am, you realize I am. What am I doing to interfere with it? I am happy, healthy, wealthy, worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? Which creates in the context framework of each day, this idea of fulfillment in which we can live in harmony with what we value according to the reality of the day.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I love harmony. I consider it alignment. Alignment brings that harmony, like when we choose ourselves. And I love when you said, as a gentleman, I love that you said, you know, knowing who can help us. And I think sometimes it's hard to reach out. I know when my husband was waiting for a kidney and liver transplant on the heels of adopting our daughter, long story, I'll leave it there, that he didn't want anyone to know that he needed help. And through the polycystic kidney and polycystic liver support groups that we went to, I saw how many men didn't want anybody to know. But meanwhile, their skin is changing color. They're dropping weight. I mean, his physical appearance was night and day from 3 years earlier, you know, and now 15 years post-transplant. So I love that you brought all those five steps. So next, you've
experienced... Because my favorite quote, and the reason I lost everything was because I didn't ask for help. But there's a saying that I learned, either humble or you're about to be.
Yeah, I have goosebumps when you say that, David. It's so true. And I think for me, I'm a New Yorker, right? So I move in a rapid speed. And sometimes it's just about slowing down and taking that moment to be able to realize, to become humble and to think, yeah, there might be somebody who I can ask for assistance. And I always tell my children, you can ask me anything, but you have to understand I'm allowed to say no because I'm the mama. You know what I mean? And you know, but I always tell them it never hurts to ask. And I had a conversation with my sister who's high up in the drug, not illegal, but healthcare drug. And she said she was talking about how she couldn't believe this generation Z asked for more money upon being offered the job. And I said, I tell my kids to always ask for more. And they need to know that it's okay, that they have to understand the answer might be no, no, not now, no, never, you know. But so it's I love that. And I do believe in being open and reaching out and asking, because I think it saves time. So if I know somebody knows more than I do, I would rather ask them for that help. And I think it deepens our relationships. It helps communication. It makes people feel seen, heard, and valued, which is a big thing I like to give a voice to in my book and on this show. So awesome. What one non-negotiable habit fuels your success? And if you have two or three, we're open to it. But yes, I know we...
No, I have one that my life. I spend a minimum of 7 hours a day sleeping, and I have a sleep coach for the last 18 years. And so I travel over 200 days a year. I have more energy than people that are much better physical condition and younger than I am. And the reason is we all have the same amount of energy. I have learned not to interfere with the omniscient and all-powerful source of energy that I'm connected to. Sleep is there to recover, and everybody knows, I come from the sports industry, that recovery is the key to performance. Yeah. Two, it allows me to access information from a higher source. And so I utilize that information each and every day, which is why my number one behavior, and remember, good behaviors are defined by being in alignment with where you want to be or better. Bad behavior is defined interfering behavior where you want to be or better. My good behavior may be your bad behavior, and your bad behavior may be my good behavior. Determine our own desire of where we want to be or better in our own potential. And so for me, sleep, a third of your life, should be the number one habit, discipline, and practice to be better and better at. and it's age indiscriminate. So you can be, like, I wanted to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame at 40, you're not going to be a better football player than you were at 30. But at 50 or 57, I'm a much better sleeper than I was when I'm 30. So I'm recovering better and accessing information and utilizing energy that I'm given through my God, my source, that ultimate omniscient and all powerful energy, more efficiently, effectiveness, and with more statistical success.
Yeah. And sleep is something so many struggle with, so many struggle with. And I'm laughing at myself. I'll be 56 in a couple weeks. And
how you made me look bad. I just turned 57 and you look like you're 20 years younger than me.
Oh, my new best friend.
Like,
you always know the right things to say, don't you? Your wife trained you
I
well.
Try. It's true. It's easy. So you look fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I feel much better. I've had my hip and shoulder replaced a few years ago after an accident that really changed my journey in life from being super healthy, fit, to all of a sudden not being able to walk without extreme pain, coming down the stairs on my bottom, sitting just to get down the stairs in the morning to start my day. It was insanity. But, you know, when you're speaking about being humble and knowing and connecting and having those moments where we, for me, it wasn't losing all my money or my clients' money. It was losing my health. And my ability to move around freely without pain. And I'm not really fond of pain medicine. So I lived in a lot of pain, but my prayer life, meditation, and breathing all from my yoga years was super duper helpful. But yeah, thank you for the compliment. I feel more human every and like myself every single day. Whether you know or not, I don't sugarcoat things. I am a true New Yorker, tell it like it is. And so I wondered if you could tell us, for someone who's ready to speed up their pace, like in a New York minute, because I'm all about, I think, you know, you mentioned raising your hand and asking for help. I do believe that the journey is easier. You know, we don't have to always take the long road, and I love bringing, and I think you do the same, ease, speed, and I like to say grace. But what's the first step you would recommend for somebody to do today? Besides honing in on sleep and raising hands, is there anything else you'd like to add, David?
Well, beyond asking for help, I would use a very simple thing, which is to say thank you before you go to bed and wake up. It's amazing how gratitude, which is where we started this journey, gratitude by simply saying thank you, it's 0.1 seconds, it's free. Everyone on earth, especially those who have lived significant human experiences, will tell you that gratitude is the most impactful thing. In fact, I saw some research. If you are a grateful optimist, that you live 15% longer and happier and healthier. 15%. Talk about value and impact.
Right. The dividends are unspeakable, right? And the lovely thing about that is it just keeps going on for life. And I'm working on my TEDx talk right now. And one of the lines that I had to have in there was that it causes a ripple effect. And not, you know, people ask me, oh, are you a life coach? I don't like using the word coach because I feel like you need a whistle and then you're telling someone where to go. I like to say I'm your master motivator because I like to get shit done and move mountains. But, you know, I think that so many things come together, and gratitude, that mindset shift, and I just lost the other piece of what I wanted to say, but I agree with you. So the ripple effect. That it's not just work and life. For me, there's about 20 different categories that I go through with a client, one of which you mentioned often, which is our spiritual journey, whatever that is for each person, right? For me, it's that connection to source. I love when you were speaking about sleeping enough so that you can hear those messages. I had a conversation with somebody recently who said, it's the first time we were on vacation and we really just relaxed. And I was getting all these like intuitive hits, and I'm like, that's what I teach, you know, like making that time. So David, I know I need to let you go. I'd love to have you at the event. Marissa knows all about it, but I'd love to extend that invitation to you personally and your wife and your team celebrating the launch of the book. And so I'd love to send you a copy as well.
Wait, I know you're brewing and we look forward to promoting that book as well.
Thank you.
I also would love to send my 5 daily practices to your community.
Yes.
Anybody wants to email me directly, david@dmeltzer.com. And please, we have to do more shows. We have invitations, not obligations, for each other here in Orange County, Los Angeles. I have offices at Irvine Towers and studios in SoFi Stadium. So you're always invited, not obligated. The world needs more of you. And thank you for sharing your time with me.
Thank you. It means the world to me, David, because I do believe when we connect with like-minded, like-hearted, we just can vibrate at such a higher level and make things happen. And I know that's what we're both here to do. So thank you for being who you are. Thank you for bringing your energy to the world. And I commend you on your journey, because I know I also want to recommend reading David's book, Connected to Goodness. It is powerful. And that information is also in the show notes. David, have a fabulous day. I look forward to seeing you again. Thank you again.
Bless you. Thank you.